Okay, Nancy will do pro tem this time, Chair, just for this one.
Okay.
If it's okay with
so
the
So is there any objection? Okay, great. Thank you, Nancy. I'm happy to try to figure things out by the next meeting, for myself at least.
Beth was the original chair of this group when it was a subcommittee and when she was eligible before it became a task force. She had to leave because she was elevated to the PMB. Maybe somebody could reach out to her and see if she would like to come back to being the chair. She was very good. She got nominated by acclamation. She got elected by acclamation by the committee when there were a lot of people here. So just,
oh,
you know,
she wants to be. Yeah, she wants. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't talk.
No, yes, you can. Go ahead. We're being informal, I think. Go ahead, Nancy.
Well,
what were you going
to
say?
Beth is very happy to that we changed this to from a subcommittee to a task force because she wants to join, and I'm real happy to hear that. And I hope
yeah,
Janine
this was her original. This was this was Beth's original interest governance because she's got some experience with other boards, and she's had training for being on a board. And they stuck her in finance, and she doesn't really want to be there. She's very good, but she doesn't really want to be there. So I think this was something she wanted really wanted to do.
Okay, that's
just a
great
thought for the future.
She and I'll discuss that as well. So are there, I don't know that we have minute. I mean, the last meeting actually didn't really get adjourned to get a lot of business done. I believe that it was kind of, I'm a little unprepared for that.
Now,
but I think,
did anybody send minutes telling about all those things that got happened at the last meeting?
No, there wasn't anything that happened at the last one. I think we didn't have enough members to move forward with the meeting, and everyone was more comfortable with just scheduling another meeting. So, Alan, if you look, and I did not, Nancy just forwarded an email, which if you scroll down has the agenda. So going over the previous minutes doesn't really, there was nothing really accomplished. So I think we can go straight into the other agenda items. And so Nancy, if you want to, go ahead and review the agenda, or we can just, I mean, there's only a few of us, so maybe because we all have it, we can just move forward with it.
Okay. Yeah, about the last time that we did have a meeting, the last week we tried to meet, but there was only like two or three of us, so we postponed and had this meeting. But the meeting before the last meeting, we did meet, and Janine was in an airport, I believe. Alan was the chair, but then Alan had to leave. We had so many chairs that night. I think we three different chairs. But I think we did talk about Eric's proposal. But I'm not sure. I think so. Anyway, we decided to support Eric's motion, and then we had a governance committee, and then he presented it at that meeting. Okay, that's what happened. I put some agenda items here, proposals, and I'd like to know if anybody has something that's more important or needs to be addressed more urgent. Anybody?
Well, why don't you tell us what your agenda items are? I don't see them.
Okay. The email I sent at 5:30 my time, that would be 3:30 your time, 3:35 your time. If you scroll down, you want me to send it again?
You know what? I will send it in the. Sometimes people have their email set up. I'm sorry to jump in. Sometimes people have their email where they can't really see what's being forwarded. So I'll just go ahead and send it as an agenda in the body of the email that we just sent out.
Okay.
Alan, maybe that'll help.
if you put task force where they can see it when it comes out, they might be able to find it better.
Okay.
All right.
So this is...
Yeah, so this is the same agenda that we had a week ago, but we didn't have enough people. Does the group want to pick any of these that they think a little more interested in or urgent than the other things? One of the thing is about the extension of the extended tenure. That's number one, extended tenure of 1 year to the LSB for saving the cost of an election instead of. Okay, never mind.
I see it. I've got that agenda. Thank you.
Okay.
I've got it.
Now, this doesn't have to be passed this election, but we should not allow it to go later than next year's election because we want to avoid voting ourselves an extended tenure. So if we pick the way of doing a four-year tenure, that would be for the election of 2025 and 2027. I mean, that's one way that Michael Novick had worked on. That plan seems to be the easiest to understand. And so we should pass it by next year, by next year. And it has to be a membership petition. Eileen sent me something. Oh, she sent something. Anyway, it has to be by membership petition, so it can be less costly and go in the election of 2022. So if the people elected 2022, there'll be 2023, 24, 25. Okay, then they'll have to be get off in 2025. So for the 2025 election to pass a LSB extension of tenure by 1 year, that will be fair and it will not be, you know, voting for your own extension. So this we can wait for 1 year to do. We could have done it this year, but the governance committee did not want to do it, and maybe that gives us more time to think about it more. And I
James
have nothing
back. There.
Yes, James, go ahead.
Nancy, sometimes when you change one aspect of the bylaws, you have to look around and see how it affects other aspects of the bylaws. So we have a 6-year limitation on, we currently have a 6-year limitation on service, consecutive service on the PNB. No, it's, I'm sorry, on the LSBs, and a 5-year limitation on service, consecutive service on the PNB. So
Yes. Would
you anticipate changing that as well?
Oh, I did not include that. And Michael did not either. We did not include anything to touch the limitation of tenure of 6 years of the LSB or 5 years of the PNB. And we did not extend the PNB. So that's where we can discuss and put something in or don't touch it, or that needs to be discussed. And we ought to think about calling a mini convention among the LSBs to, you know, I sent all five LSBs, you know, think about it. This is what we have so far. Michael, and I essentially sent Michael's proposals. And he had two other ways, too. But the one I did not like was where people would be electing to do this, but it would affect their own tenure. That I did not like.
And that would be illegal under California Corporation Code as well, right?
Well,
for people to extend their own terms.
Yeah, it happened in 2013, and we did get sued by our own people in 2016, three years later. And Bill Crozier and Robert Mark from KPFT, they supported the lawsuit. And then during that trial, that was in June of 2016, for extending their own tenure in 2013, okay? So that trial, he became the IED, and he was suing the foundation at the same time. It's really weird. And the judge threw out the case in April of 2017. So, I mean, nobody showed up at court that day, and the judge threw it out. But that was very expensive from June 2016 to April 2017. Lawsuit, legal costs, you know. We don't want that to happen again. So, you know, let's avoid doing that.
What was the name of that case, Nancy?
Maybe I have to bring back Michael's thing. It was like a bigger election with so some people would get 4 years and some people would get 3 years, and I forgot exactly. Okay.
Nancy, this is James again.
Yeah, I just want to go to the next one. The personnel committee of the PNB and of the LSB.
Nancy?
There's no process, Nancy? Or procedure. Maybe
I don't think she can hear us.
Procedure motion to make sure that STV is used in the election of candidates. And that all members of the committee, the personnel committee, can see and review all the candidate resumes. Because this did not happen in the KPFT GM search. The chair, she threw out around 40 resumes arbitrarily and decided they were not useful at all. And we wanted to see them. So that's the problem. Now, go ahead, Janine.
No, I was just, James was trying to get on the
Janine,
staff.
Janine, are you muted? We cannot hear you.
No, I'm not.
Janine?
I can hear her.
Do you hear her?
I can hear her, yeah.
Really? I cannot.
She was speaking, and I was speaking a while back, and you didn't seem to be able to hear either one of us.
Oh, Janine?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good.
I can hear Janine. Yeah, I still hear her.
Your turn, Janine. Go ahead.
No, I'm giving the time to James.
Oh, okay. James, go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to ask what the name of the case was, if you know, where the
I remember it. Yes, it's Yiki versus Yiki and Chandra Hoffman versus Pacifica. Yiki, Y-E-A-K. L-E-Y.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I didn't catch that. What was that you just gave?
This is a lawsuit against Pacifica for not having an election in 2013, but it was the result of the 2013 PNB voting to extend, voting not to have an election, which meant it extended their terms, and extended LSD terms, too. It extended everybody's longer. I remember, who was on that board representing KPFT was Richard Uzel, Teresa Allen, I think maybe, I can't remember the other two, maybe Nancy Henschel, and she's gone, and I forgot who the other LSD listener was. I'll try to find the case because I had a copy of it. All right. And then so the personnel committee has no real strict rules. So we could not see the resumes, about 40 resumes we were unable to see at KPFT. So I thought we ought to have some rules that say you have to have STV. And it was done by a majority vote who the candidates, the finalists will be, and we really should have an STV. I mean, it should be done, but the majority of the KPFT, it's not called personnel, it's called Management Selection Review Committee, they decided, no, it's going to be a majority. So we had no rules in procedure, like a motion passed, a resolution passed by the PNB. So I hope that the other stations that are picking a new manager, and in the future other stations will do it. We all will. We should have some rules. And we also made a card in Spanish and in English. I've never heard of any station doing that, but we did it at KPFT. And the number of finalists, we picked 4, and I think that was too little. And I think that we should think about or discuss if an ED is not happy with the candidates. Is the ED absolutely required to pick? According to the bylaws, yes. But it seems to me if the selection is so bad to the ED could ask, can we extend talk to the committee, the local committee, to extend the search? What do you think? Anyway, we have a lot of things to discuss about that. Again, number four is the communications resolution enforcement. How is it going at the other stations? I would like to know. At KPFT, it's being developed, but we haven't been able to get on the air because the station is closed. How about the other stations? Anyway, that's number four. And number five, investigation of members of actions that are detrimental to the foundation. We have an ongoing investigation, and it's kind of we have to decide about the members. Last time we had discussed, was it three members who were supposed to be reviewing everything? Do we want to open this up to, some of the members have left, so I'm not sure. Let me see. James, do you remember who the members were that was supposed to be studying things? I think Beth was one.
I think Lawrence was one.
Lawrence? I'll ask him. I think Eileen was, and Mr. White, was he there, or was it Lewis Wolf? I sort of remember Beth, Eileen, and Lewis, but maybe Michael. Okay. Anyway, how do you feel about this? Should we add more people? Should we, limit it to three people to investigate these things and then present to the committee? This needs to be done. And then the sixth item was a motion about keeping a separate list of P&B approved resolutions. I'm pleading with the governance committee and the task force. We really need this because we have like 8 years worth of P&B resolutions that are still inside the minutes, and they need to be raked out. And so to stop the additional ones to be searched for that are buried in minutes, can we have a separate list, just a separate list? When the PMB does their minutes, there's a separate list for anything they passed. And then so we won't have to be reading all the minutes to find the things that were passed by the PMB. All right, then today I was thinking about something, and I wrote a number seven. In the case where an incapable or a failing GM or IGM may be supported by an LSB majority, this can be destructive to the foundation. And I wrote a rough motion. We're not going to vote on anything tonight, but we need to discuss things. Be it moved that an LSB minority report, which is agreed to by the ID, may be approved by the PMB by a majority vote in the absence of an LSB majority vote. What do y'all think about that? Okay, I'm open up for discussion. Which one of these things do y'all want to chew at?
I didn't understand that last one about the...
Oh, the last one is be like giving more importance to the minority report. Say this is a bad GM, but supported by the majority of the LSB. Then they usually stay stuck as GM. Usually an evaluation, a sincere one, is not done. I mean, I've seen this with my own eyes. I've lived it. And that one just keeps staying as the GM. This motion would say an LSB minority report can be given to the ID, even though it was not passed. And that's perfectly acceptable in the bylaws we have now, a minority report. But give it some what's not there is a little teeth. In other words, if the ID or ED agrees with the minority, LSB minority report, in the absence of an LSB majority vote, then the PMB can then vote to approve the minority report. And that GM is removed. What do you think about it?
Okay, you're speaking in terms of a report to mean an action to fire, for example, the general manager, instead of saying, we fire him, we would say, we had a minority report that wanted to fire him, or we had a majority report that wanted to fire him. You would just be speaking in terms of reports rather than actual actions. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, evaluation is usually what is voted on by the LSB, but a majority of the LSB decides whether the evaluation is approved and sent to the ED. An evaluation is should be detailed with evidence. And a minority report also should have evidence. I mean, a good one. I don't know, maybe we need to put that in there. But the way the bylaws are now, the majority LSB approves an evaluation and it goes to the ED. Now, a minority report could be done and could be given, but by the bylaws, it will not have any force. So,
well, bylaws don't speak so much of a report as they do of an action.
Then the outcome will be whatever the majority report voted. You know, that the GM is very good, gives flying colors to them, or the GM is not good and has enough evidence. That's the way the bylaws stand now. But it does not allow for a minority report to be found agreeable by the ED. It's not there. The bylaws is not there.
This is James.
The bylaws don't call for reports at all. They just simply say the local station board can fire the general manager.
It fits the bylaws.
And does they have to have a report?
Overrule the LSB.
Nancy can't hear us again.
Something detrimental to the foundation, or something breaking federal law, or something against the mission.
Nancy, can you hear us?
Not exactly, but I think if my memory is correct, it's like those 3 points.
Can everybody hear me?
Overrule an LSB.
I can, yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, Nancy doesn't hear us.
What do y'all think?
Nancy, are you muted?
Or if you want to choose a different motion to work on.
Are you muted, Nancy? Don't seem to be able to hear us.
Oh,
I just got done texting her the issue.
You did? You
thank you, Janine.
Okay, who wants to be on the stack? I only see Janine's stack.
No, I did that in the group text, but I'm texting you privately. I think there's something going on with your audio because when someone responds to something you say, you don't hear it. And so we're wondering if maybe you're using a headphone where your microphone doesn't allow for your earphones to work while you're speaking.
Okay. No, I'm not using any microphone. I'm just using my iPhone. So whoever wanted to speak, go ahead, speak. Who is it?
Nancy, can you hear me? It's James.
Yeah, I heard. Yes, James. Go ahead.
Okay. The issue we're trying to address now is that several people were trying to speak to you, and you didn't seem to hear us. You kept on talking. So we're wondering if there's a technical issue going on your end, because the rest of us could hear each other, but you didn't seem to hear us.
Oh, it's certainly something wrong, because I didn't hear anybody.
I thought so.
Please speak. Whoever did not get to speak.
No, he did speak. He was speaking, but you couldn't hear him. You can hear me now, though, right?
Yes.
Janine, will you say something?
Hi, testing.
Could you hear that?
Testing.
Nancy, did you hear Janine?
I heard Janine.
This is Alan Beek. I heard her.
And now that's Alan. Do you hear Alan?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Apparently we're okay now.
Okay, who wants
well, this
to,
is Alan. I would like to make a suggestion for what we do.
Yes.
I think we are considering a lot of different things in the bylaws and their effect on each other, and I think somebody should be appointed, and I volunteer, to everybody send them their discussion of some item that they think we need to address and say why we should address that item, and of course give the arguments this way and that way for the things they see in that item, so we can put that all together and publish it and then send it around to all of us on the task force that wants to work on this, so we all know what we're talking about, and then we can start commenting on each other's views and try to work up a opinion of things we can all see that we need to do, and what are the reasons why we can and can't. And I think if we have that discussion going back and forth on the email for a while, we would reach a point where we can do something constructive. That's my suggestion. And now, I don't know how many people want to be on that task force. Personally, I don't have much I want to present. I presented two suggested amendments to bylaws a couple of meetings ago, and they were both turned down, about 4-1. So I haven't got anything to put on the list, but I'm perfectly willing to serve as a central point to collect all those things and put them together in one document and send it around to all of the people on the task force. And I'd like to know who wants to be on the task force.
That's certainly a good offer.
Beth had made it a suggestion that each motion should be separate on an email. Then people can add to that particular email thread their suggestions or their additions or criticism. What do y'all think about that?
I think that's pretty much the same thing as I was saying, just in different words.
Janine, to the staff.
Go ahead, Janine.
Well, you know, as secretary, and I don't know how many people work with Google documents, but I could create a document with each of the issues and the pros and the, you know, like create a column for pros and cons of various different things so that we could organize our thoughts a little bit for each issue. But that's, you know, people have to be comfortable with Google in order to do that. But it might expedite this.
Is it? It sounds good. Is it difficult to sign up for it or to get into it?
Well, I know that, or it could be a Dropbox document. I'm just suggesting it be a living document somewhere that people can update, because we have a lot of different members. And so the tracking of everyone's different things might be kind of tough. And so it's just my way of suggesting a community document so that, you know, it doesn't become overwhelming. Some place that everyone has a link to, they go to the link, the document is there, and they add what they want, and that whatever they add is available to be viewed by anybody else going to that document. Google, now that I think about it, Elizabeth is not a Google person. She doesn't do Google documents, so that's why I think maybe a Dropbox might be better. But I don't know. We don't really have a big cross-section of people right now to ask what they feel would be something they're comfortable with. So, but I wanted to throw that out there.
Well, it sounds marvelous. It's just that if everybody can do it, it sounds like it's an improvement over email, right?
Gee, I thought I was talking about doing it by email. I'm not a Google person.
Right. Do you use Dropbox, Alan? Do you ever use Dropbox?
Is that a question to me?
Yes, it is.
I hear a question.
Do you use the software Dropbox where people put things in a Dropbox so that other people can access it? It's just a format. Are you familiar with it?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure I'm hearing it right. I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Dropbox, like a drop. You drop something on the floor and then a box.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
I have heard Dropbox, but I don't really know what it is.
I've downloaded it, but I've never used it. Maybe something we're all familiar with, like an email thread, sounds like an idea. And I like the idea of separating into different threads for different ideas so they don't get too long and too voluminous, so it's more manageable.
Yes, maybe we do that. And does anybody have other things that are very important? I have a question about town hall meetings.
Are we done with that question? Alan had volunteered to do something along those lines. I'd like to hear if he's content with doing it by the email thread. Is that something you're happy with, Alan?
Well, I'm not exactly thinking of it as a thread, just that people will send me the things that they think are important that we should work on, give the arguments they see why it's important, and the things that why we should do it or should not do it. Just the things you would talk about if you're sitting around having a discussion about it. Somebody should write down as much as they see on each subject and then just exchange those. To me, I guess the hard part is knowing who is in the group, who I send things to that have been sent in, that I'm saying, okay, here's this that we all want to look at, and who are we all? People have to be sure to let me know.
May I respond to that, Alan?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that that kind of describes an email thread. When you have an email thread that has everybody's name on it, then anybody can write on that thread what their ideas are, and then it will remain there so that everybody else can review what the ideas are, and they can watch as the conversation goes on and the ideas affect each other and they grow and, it gets molded into something perhaps more examined, perhaps that could be kind of, it sounds similar to what you wanted to do, but it would be where everybody would be expressing their own ideas in their own words, and we could all be looking at that and having it sort of grow in that way. You seem to be suggesting that we...
Yes, I think we've got very much the same idea. To me, it sounds as if what you are talking about would be sort of like a document, or really something that's a web page. That we would all make our contributions this web page, and would be there for everybody to look at and suggest changes to it. And if other people say, yes, I like that, then maybe you'd change it.
We could do a web page, but what I was thinking about just using an email thread is it's something that I think everybody is familiar with. I think everybody on the task force would know how to respond to an email thread, and if we gave each item on the list a particular subject, you'd put that subject matter in the subject for the email, and if we all tried to stick to that and not expand in a given thread, we could accomplish having a single thread focusing on a single issue and get quite a bit of conversation back and forth. I was just thinking of that as an easy way, but, that's because I'm sort of a low-tech person myself.
Me too.
I think that's excellent, and that will reach everybody or be able to be done by anybody.
As long as whoever creates the thread puts everybody's name and email address in it, so everybody will get it. And then everybody can respond to it.
Okay. May I ask a question? Would we want to use all the governance committee members?
Maybe a lot of the governance committee members aren't interested in this particular task force.
Yes. Now, the other LSBs outside of the governance committee, they do not know that our subcommittee became a task force. And so we need to tell them. So I think I need to send word to all the five LSBs that they're welcome to the task force. So we'll, you know, and ask them by a certain time, you know, please give us your name so we can send you the agenda or put them on the threads that they're interested in.
Sounds good.
How do you feel? Okay. Is anybody
sounds
against
good.
That? Okay. I think that sounds good. And the more people, the better. So, Alan, I think it's I think we should do this. And you know, I have about 14 different motions that I wanted to do, and I sent them in one email to the governance committee last year, and it was to it was difficult for everybody because it's all in one email, and a lot of people complained. I did not want to cause trouble. I just thought we have a lot of things that we could get done, and I wanted to hear input. But we didn't touch hardly any of them last year, and I think some of them are still worthwhile. About the
well, would be the efficient way to handle that? Send 14 different emails, each one discussing a single subject.
Yes, I think so. I mean, separate from the others, so people can add something or, you know, contribute to whatever they like, and not to. I mean, it's just very difficult to contribute to if you've got two or three or 14 different subjects. Too difficult for people. So separately.
And Nancy, if you do that, and we don't get to all of the items in the given time that we have, and then we get new members coming on, that can then we can just forward the thread to a new member, and they'll get the whole thing, and then they can review it.
Yeah, I think all members should be on all the little threads. I mean, all the separate.
Yeah, all members of the task force, right?
Yes. And
it can be forwarded to anybody else who wants to see it too.
Yes, because. Task force is open. It's very flexible and easy, and I hope that more people will join the governance task force and be interested in governance. I should not say hope. I mean, that sounds like doubtful, but I am sure that more people will be interested in governance now.
Yeah, and you know, Nancy, when we had the initial meeting of the task force the initial few meetings, we were getting a lot of attendance. And then we went through a period where we had a difficulty trying to schedule a meeting because all the meeting slots were taken up, and we tried Thursdays, and PMB meetings kept popping up and taking the days that we had selected. So now that it's – I don't know if we're settled on Friday, but it would seem like maybe our attendance may pick up again if we, you know, if we regularize when the meeting is and, you know, everybody knows what day and time it is. That would, you know, I think that might help us restore our numbers.
Tell me, how does this group feel about Friday or it's Wednesday? Let me see how it's set. I think Elizabeth had it every Wednesday, first Wednesday. Yeah, it's July is like that. August, yeah, she's got it through the whole year. She has posted that. So nobody has put anything on the first Wednesday.
Is there anything else? I mean, nobody's posted anything for other committees?
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't see anything. I'm going to.
I think that would be good. That's better than Friday because there's kind of an unwritten law, and it might even be written somewhere in Pacifica, that we try to do our meetings between Monday and Thursday for committee work and board meetings. You know, occasionally
we
have things like
talking about would be mostly emails and not meetings. You wouldn't have to have a meeting time.
Still, it's good to have a live meeting, a voice. Now, I see in June there was a WPFW programming committee, first Wednesday, and coordinating committee was meeting. Let me look at May. May, yeah, same thing. It was coordinating and programming.
You know, Nancy, any committee can change their meetings if they need to, and coordinating committee has been meeting on Mondays recently. But, you know, we may just have to contend with the fact that at some time something else may come up and that some of our members may have to do something else at that time. You know, we can't be perfect. It's just Thursdays okay. We're really not working out.
No, Thursday is dangerous. So what did you say, James, that you liked Friday?
Well, I liked it because there was no competition, but I think a lot of people, the reason there's no competition is because people have other things to do on Friday night. So Wednesday would probably be better, first Wednesday, if it's not used very much.
Okay, well, I just see the WPFW Programming Committee, that would be Thomas and Vanessa. They're on that. No, that is a, let me look at May, the same thing. April.
Janine to the stack?
Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I just wanted to mention that I sent out a Google, you know, after we had the last meeting and no one could, hardly anyone could make it, I sent out the Google to find out when everyone preferred, and I didn't really hear back from anyone. Right?
No, I didn't see that.
That's why today got, you know what I mean, it got scheduled because, you know, I got two people out of 13 that responded and they, you know, Friday seemed better. So, but I just sent an email to Otis and I said, please update the KPFTX names because really only half the people in this task force were being emailed. So I'm hoping that, and I put everyone on that, so I'm hoping that that will help. But I also think that maybe I just send out another doodle right after this, you know what I mean, and say, listen, if you don't want to be on this committee, please let us know. We have a lot of members now, you know what I mean, but we're trying to coordinate the people that really want to dive in, and this is how we're going to do things. We're going to start email correspondence about each of the issues, you know what I mean, and do a little recap with that. And see if we can get more participation in choosing a time.
But
I certainly hope that right now we can come up with some options. You know, like if you say Friday, we can do the Thursday and the Friday. And but I guess I just wanted to throw that out there so that we're not deciding now and still not getting anyone on it. You know what I mean? Like I think we have to say, listen, we need to find a time, otherwise we're just emailing too many people and assuming they're going to come.
James, for the stack?
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I apologize. I don't think I saw that. I'm not going to say I didn't get it. I'm sure I did. But I'm getting so many emails that I'm not really able every day to get to them all. So sometimes I have to catch up on them at a later time, and I don't recall seeing that one at all. So I'm quite sure I missed it, and my apology for not responding after you went to the effort to do that. But I will definitely make an effort to look for the for another one. I'll look for the old one too, and try to make a response.
Janine again. Sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm bringing this up now because I actually have to start on a 5 o'clock call and outside of this. And maybe, Nancy, you and I can speak about what the outcome is, how you would like me to go forward. Everyone is on this email I sent to Otis so that they can see that I'm trying to clean up the list that's being notified. So to me, that's the first step in maybe shoring people up and saying, you know, listen, this is going to be our regular time now. So I can find, I'm assuming I can find out from you how you would like me to, you know, Google, like the times that you would like me to Google for or whatever after this point, but I am going to need to get off.
Before you leave, Janine, do you have a preference of Wednesday, the first Wednesday, or Friday? Do you have a preference?
No, I've got obligations on the second Wednesday and the third Wednesday. And that's, you know, so I think the first Wednesday or Friday works well for me.
Okay. I think we better set a day.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Janine.
So, Alan, James, I think we better set a date and not just leave it open. I mean, we have to have some kind of, and we do have it posted for the July 7th, the first Wednesday of the month. And I don't see the programming of WPFW, if they're going to meet, and the coordinating. That was the only conflict there. I know there's some good people in the WPFW programming committee. Vanessa and Thomas, for sure. I know that those two PMB directors are in there. So if we did Friday, then it would be no conflict with those two committees. But your coordinating is dancing around, right? It's moving about.
It hasn't been lately. It's been steady on Monday.
Monday. Okay, the first Monday of the month or the last Monday of the month?
It's generally the Monday before the next PNB meeting, which tends to be can be every Monday practically these days. But
that's true.
We don't always have a coordinating committee meeting prior to a meeting, especially if there's a specific subject that we already know about.
Oh, that's true. That's true. If it's a special, then y'all don't need to do coordinating, right?
Right, right.
Special. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll tell you, in the past, long time ago, it was elections committee, when it was working, and the last time it did, it was November of 2016. And when elections, during election time, we were meeting like three times a month. And we were meeting on Fridays. I mean, we had to because that was the only day open, so we were meeting on Fridays. I remember that. But the elections has not met. They haven't even convened, and I think that's bad because the NES needs to get some input. And then also to prepare for the next referendum because it might come down the road, and we could put some safeguards or how we wish the next referendum to be. I would like what Michael Novick and I were very upset about was the not checking, spot checking the names on a petition.
That was crazy.
Yeah. So what is the meaning of a petition if you're just spot checking 10%? So we could make some rules. If we had an election committee going, they could be delving into these things.
And did you see also, Nancy, just FYI, of the 6,000 people that they supposedly got to sign their petition, only something like 3,000 of them were actually members. So, you know, they were coming out with this huge number that made it look like such a spectacular thing, but only 3,000 of them were members.
Well, when did this news come out? I did not
That was put out by the NES.
Whoa.
I mean, they still had enough. They had enough. They still had enough to qualify the petition, but it looked like a juggernaut. And, you know, we were all, you know, cowed by it to some extent, or, you know, surprised. Let me put it that way. And it turns out a lot of the people who signed it aren't members. And maybe they once were or something like that, but you know how that goes. Anyway, I'm sorry. That's a distraction. Let's go ahead with trying to set the next meeting.
Yes. Thank you, because I did see it in the New Day Pacifica blast, e-blast. It said we have 6,000 members. You know, they're
right.
Using that.
Now, who all are the people that are here right now? There's James, and there's Alan, and there's Nancy, and who else?
I think that's it. Janine just left.
Yeah, Janine had to go to another meeting. And Beth wants to join this committee. Okay, so it's up to us to decide the next meeting. Do you want to? We do have a scheduled meeting for July the. No, what is it? Let me see.
Well, I'm just thinking in terms of emails. The work doesn't have to get done in meetings. It can get done by email a lot better, I think.
Well, we need a little both. And also to send out news, I think we need to use a text circle because people see text more than emails, especially people who have lots of emails. Very difficult for them to get something. That's why sometimes I put color things like hearts or... I'm thinking people are not going to see their emails if they're getting an ocean full of emails. So, okay.
You just reminded me of why I always see your emails, Nancy. It's
well,
the heart.
I did not like it. I didn't ask me not to do that. And I said, well, I just want them to be able to find it. And she scolded me.
It's a good idea. I had no idea that's why you were doing it, but I get it now.
It would be something different, maybe something a local to
yeah.
better. But
it worked for me. It did. So anyway, what are we going to pick a date? And did we answer Alan's last question? Oh, he was suggesting email, and you suggested a mix. I think that's right, Alan. You know, I understand. Are you a lawyer, Alan?
No.
Oh, I thought you were. You might have been. But, yeah, some people do well on email and others don't do so well. So, you know, I'm okay with having a mix.
Yes, okay. So, Alan has made a very good decision. This echoes what Beth was saying last year, that we needed to do separate items or separate emails and keep going into them and invite more of the other people who are interested in governance. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. I didn't think we had done such a wonderful thing when we turned it into a task force, but it's because of Alan. Because Alan caught that in bylaws where a committee cannot make another subcommittee. Only the LSB or the CMB can make a committee. So they cannot, they can make
yeah.
an ad hoc committee. Yeah. So
that's why I thought maybe he was a lawyer, because he's made some good catches in those regards.
Yes, Alan is very detailed about fairness and justice, so I'm so glad you got a new battery, Alan, so you can stay longer with us. Okay. So,
Nancy?
Yes.
Nancy, can you hear me?
Yes.
You seem to be breaking up a little bit. I'm thinking maybe you might have a short in something that you're using. Maybe that's why you couldn't hear us before.
Well, I do have a problem. This is an iPhone XR, but I could not update it because all the places with the secure Wi-Fi were closed, and our libraries have just now opened in May. They opened, so maybe I can go and update my phone.
That'd be good.
Maybe that's what's causing the problems. I'm having other problems too. Well, I'm surprised.
Thought.
Speaking. Yeah. Okay. So next there is a schedule for July 7th, which is the first Wednesday. Do you want to change it to a Friday, like 15th, or what I'm worried about is that people will not like Fridays. Michael White told me he did not like Friday, but here he is Friday, and he said, you know, he knew we were going to meet Friday, but he said he really did not like Fridays.
Yeah, I think he does family things on Friday.
Yeah. And if we keep
kind of how Lawrence likes to spend family time on certain days of the weekend.
Yes, that's true. Dinner with his son. But
yeah.
California time is actually in the afternoon, and this is too early for California because we started at 6:30 Eastern, it's 5:30 Central, 4:33. It's 3:30, and he was still working at 3:30.
Yeah.
He could not come. So we need to change the time to at least 7:30 Eastern. That's 6:30 Central, 5:30.
I think that's why the meetings are scheduled the way they are, so working people can at least get out of work, and it's not too late by the time the meeting is over on the East Coast.
Yes, so should we change the time for sure? And what time do you think is good, Alan, James? As the usual meeting, what is it, 8:30 Eastern?
Yeah, that's the usual time meetings are, so that would be 5:30 your time, or Alan's time.
Yes, I think so. I think that is.
Is Alan still with us?
Yes, I'm still here. And that's, you're right.
Yes. So 5:30 is better Pacific time than 3:30 in the afternoon.
So you want to do it? When are we talking about, Nancy? A week from now? A month from now? What are we talking about?
Well, it's up
next
to the
week?
Group. It's up to the group. How y'all want to do?
Well, it's difficult to figure this out because, and maybe what we need is some advance work, because it seems like people have gradually just kind of stopped coming to these meetings. And if we could pick a date maybe 2 weeks down the road and then make sure we contact everybody with an email, you know, and you know, ask them to please try and come, and we'll decide when the best time to meet is, or actually we're going to have the doodle poll from Janine. So maybe what I'm saying is not necessary.
Okay. So how about the, we asked Otis to put down the 25th, which is in 2 weeks, a Friday. And Janine will do the doodle poll and see the choice between a Friday night or what else? There's not much. Everything is so full.
Were you still with the first Wednesday? Was that an alternative?
Well, the first Wednesday is still there. We will have problems with the WPFW. I'm not sure if they're interested. Yeah, but just that programming committee.
Why don't we stick with Friday until we get the doodle poll results, and then we get a chance to talk to people about it and see what their feelings are. And I can speak to Michael personally and, you know, see if he has an alternative suggestion.
It sounds to me as if this group, which started out to be something to study the bylaws, is going to end up being something to study the time to have a meeting.
I think you're onto something, Alan.
Okay, so I will ask Otis to post temporarily the 25th, which is in 2 weeks, Friday, and do the regular schedule of 8:30 Eastern, which is 5:30 Pacific. And
that's
then
good.
We'll do the doodle poll. And one reason why tonight failed to have a lot of people is because the committee list on kpfdx.org is old, and it only has around, six people on it or seven people from last year's subcommittee people. So Bill was complaining, I didn't get it, and so he has a point there. He didn't get it. So we need to get that committee list updated. And the way it gets updated, usually it's from the LSB secretary, tells the PNB secretary, who tells Otis. But we made this committee from our governance committee, so all the other boards did not even know. They were not asking their LSB, so we need to tell the LSB.
So you're going to follow up on contacting the LSBs, right?
Yes, I will contact
the LSB. Very good, that's excellent.
To invite. Yes.
And Alan, I want to say something about what you just said about a committee on figuring out when to have meetings.
Yeah.
That is kind of a question about governance in Pacifica. When our bylaws were set up, we had many more members than we do now. And, you know, we had many more listeners and more money. We had more of everything back around 2002, 2003 when this system was set up. And we're getting decreasing numbers, especially people who want to be involved in governance. And it's overwhelming how many committees there are. And, you know, if you want to stay on top of things, you have to be members of multiple committees. And that could be a topic for one of those threads. You know, what can we do about reducing the number of meetings, increasing the efficiency of meetings, and maybe merging some committees or something to have fewer need for so many meetings? I'm telling you, it's a when you get to a certain point, it's like, you know, it's like having, it's like working double time all the time. It's like a full-time job and you're working double time.
Okay, and I
yes, it's my opinion that you're much more efficient writing emails than you are talking in committees, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, and I see why you would think that. I just, from my own experience, it takes me a long time to write things. Maybe it's I'm too careful. I don't know what it is, but for me, writing is a slow, torturous thing.
It means we get good quality. You get much better quality than email and you're doing an ad hoc.
Or for me, you don't get it at all. It might improve the quality, too. I don't know.
James, have you tried using your microphone? You know, where you push, where instead of clicking everything. Well, I use a smartphone because my computer is broken for 2 years.
No, so I don't know how to do that. Can you do that? I don't know.
Well,
I've got an Android phone.
Oh, well, I don't know what an Android phone is, what it looks like, but I would think the new Androids have a little tiny microphone or a little keyboard that you push. And if you want to click all the letters, then you click the keyboard and you click your keyboard. But if you
I can do that. I can do that, yeah.
And if there's a little microphone there and you click the microphone, all of a sudden, you just speak to your phone, and it spells out what you're saying.
My phone is not that modern. No, it's not that advanced.
Really?
It's a cheap one.
Okay. Well, I have an expensive...
I have a poor man's phone, working man's phone.
Well, I have an expensive, iPhone XR, which is already a generation too late. I mean, but when I do that, it's not perfect, so you have to go back and
yeah.
A word will sound like another word. They'll spell out the word you don't want. So you have to go
right.
back and check it. But it does save a lot of clicking time because it's pretty good.
I've been meaning to get, you know, to look into that voice recognition technology. I need to do that. But I haven't yet. Well, listen, if we've got our date for our next meeting, have we?
Yes. 25th Friday, we will meet and Janine will do her doodle poll, and then we're going to meet for governance on the 23rd, so like 2 days after governance committee. We should be all revved up.
That's good, and then, we'll be reminded then, that. And so, if that's the case, I'm on my phone now, so we'll get a notice for the upcoming meeting, right, and it'll be after governance, so we'll be reminded. And I have a feeling this may be a good time to call it quits for this particular meeting.
Yes.
Are you good with that, Alan? I have a feeling Alan maybe...
So I know who all we are. I've only got five names, James, Alan, Nancy, and Beth.
Okay.
Who am I missing?
Alan, I will send you at the email at the top. It should have everybody's email, but I'll send you another list so you can see it in two places, written out and everything.
But who's in this meeting right now?
This meeting? Okay. I have James's email and my email and Janine's. It should have been on the last email I sent you. So I'll send you another email, and I'll just write down all the people, and then I'll send it to the whole committee so everybody knows who's on. But we'll be hopefully getting more people to join, okay? And then it should be.
I don't think more people is all that good. A little
really?
Task force of four or five or six people is much more efficient than having 20 people involved.
I don't think that many people are going to show up on a Friday. I really don't. Just the ones who really like governance, like us. Okay, shall we call it an evening and get back to our other work?
I'm ready for that. Alan, you're a patient man. I appreciate it.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Thanks, Nancy.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.